Welcome, gentle souls, to Deciphering the Mind with me, Nana Ya. Today on episode 2, we will unravel the mind games that can lead us down a rabbit hole of irrational thinking. I'll start with the definition of irrational thinking. It is the patterns of thinking that isn't based on logical reasons and clear thinking. Our thinking patterns can be both positive and negative. Our negative thought patterns tears down our self-esteem, so we must be mindful. Our self-esteem is vital to our mindset, and it is the way we see ourselves. And it also is based on our opinions and our beliefs that we have about ourselves. There is no right or wrong thought at all. It's just some thoughts doesn't serve us very well. And I usually refer to those thoughts as negative thoughts. Those negative thoughts can sound like this. I am so stupid. I can't get anything right. Now these negative thoughts that I just mentioned can stem from a deep-rooted belief. Maybe your parents told you as you was a child, you can't do anything right, can't get anything right. Or perhaps a spouse as you were an adult, they told you, hey, you can't do anything right. So reevaluate those beliefs and let them go. Now on the other hand, you have positive thoughts. And they sound like this. I cannot fail. I will not fail. Or I forgive myself. Or I forgive others. As this is the positive mindset you want to stay into. As it fosters a deeper sense of self-confidence and self-growth. With pattern thinking, I would like to know, which pattern thinking are you guys choosing? Comment and let me know. Is it negative? Is your mind more so negative or positive? Norman Vincent Peale stated that changing your thoughts will change your world. I totally agree to that, as your world is in your mind, it's the mindset. So moving along. We spoke last week about our brains being a large computer. So now our brains is a large computer, but it's programmed by our self-talk. Now self-talk is simply the things we say about ourselves and how we see ourselves. Our minds are influenced by our self-talk. So now here's that duality again. The choice of either positive self-talk or negative self-talk. Positive self-talk is kind, supportive, and affirming, which sounds like this. It can sound like this. I am loved. I love myself. Hey, I got this. Now on the other side of the token, here's that negative self-talk. That self-talk is unkind, critical, and upsetting. And it sounds like this. I am not worthy. I don't deserve. I hate myself. Now, which self-talk is more present in your mind? That's a good question to think about. See, our thoughts and self-talk forms our beliefs and mindset. And our mindset is an established set of attitudes that determine how we interpret and how we respond to situations. Our mindset is our frame of mind, which influences our behaviors and our actions. Some of our behaviors and actions includes physical actions. What did we do? Nonverbal actions. How did we do it? Language. What did we say? And our vocal delivery. How did we say it? Now, we must take responsibilities of all of our actions and behaviors as it is vital for our growth. And speaking of growth, a growth mindset is the belief that you can develop intelligence. With that growth mindset, you can make effort to build new skills, persevere in any new faces of failure that comes your way that you face. Now, the opposite of that growth mindset is a mindset that can keep you limited, which is a fixed mindset. Now, this is the belief that your intelligence and talent and other qualities are unchangeable. Now, a fixed mindset can't be significantly improved. Remember, a fixed mindset is limiting, and a growth mindset is freedom. It's a mindset of freedom. Now, some people get fixed mindsets by thinking, oh, I tried drawing, I can't do it, I give it up. Things that they can't do well. Okay, this is it. These are my talents. This is how intelligent I am. Here's my qualities, and that's it. So now these qualities and this mindset can be both positive and negative again. It goes back into that duality mindset. Now, a positive mindset leads to more opportunities for success and happiness as it promotes resilience, motivation, and openness to new experiences. While on the other hand, those negative mindsets are limited and they limit your true potential and oftentimes result in a narrow perspective and so many missed opportunities. I remember when I first started my journal business, I had a negative mindset. I was like, oh no, you know, I think people are not going to like it, or people are just going to use me. And, you know, it was just the worst mindset to have when you're stepping out there with your ideas and creations. And I missed opportunities. People were coming to me. I was afraid. I'm like, oh no. Maybe they're going to backdoor me, do this, do that. It was all negative thoughts, so I missed a lot of opportunities. So we must be mindful of our thoughts, actions, beliefs, and our mindsets. All right, it's time for us to drive down Mind Games Lane. Have any of you ever felt like or felt that people were trying to play mind games on you? Or even trying to manipulate, control, or dominate you? I definitely have. So I think it's time for us to go down that rabbit hole. First thing I want to talk about is unveiling the illusion. An illusion is a deceptive or misleading perception of reality, often created by misinterpretations of our sensory information and cognitive processes. It can be seeing or hearing sounds that are not present. Have you ever looked at something and thought you seen something else? Oh man, that looked just like this, and it wasn't. That's kind of an example of illusion of reality. Or illusions. Following illusions of reality. It is distorted. It's a distorted perception that results in visual and auditory illusions, like I just mentioned, seeing and hearing things that's not there. This happens when our perception do not match the actual state of the world. So I'll give a deeper definition or example. You ever scroll down social media and you've seen somebody that you know in real life posting a bunch of happy videos, filled with success and happiness and money. Their lives are just perfect. Now, you know this person personally, and you know that what they're posting doesn't match to the life that they truly live. That is an illusion of reality by misleading perceptions. Now, it's really misleading to you. Say so, the person that knows them, because you know the truth. Hey, that's not true. But for the people who only knows them on social media, and that's their only perception of this person, they are experiencing an illusion of reality, for sure. Now, the next one is illusions of certainty. And that refers to the mistaken belief that we have complete knowledge and understanding of every situation, despite the inherited uncertainties and complexities of reality. Now, this manifests as an overconfidence in our judgments and predictions, leading us to overlook vague and contradictory evidence. Now, we have to be very mindful of that. So this illusion blinds us to the unpredictabilities of the world. The world is very unpredictable. Now, I would like to add a few key points that could recode the brain. I talked about it a little bit last week, and that is perception and belief. Now, perception and belief entwined to create the lenses through which we see the world. Those lenses shape our experiences, values, and cultural influences. Now, our reality of the world is colored by our beliefs, and those same convictions and assumptions shape our interpretation of our reality. Now, beliefs serves as a supportive reminder of our perceptions, as it provides framework for understanding and making sense of the world. That's what just some things we want to know as a kid. We want to just make sense of things. So beliefs acts as a guiding principle informing our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. It influences the way we navigate life. I realize when I believe something, I go hard. I mean, I go hard for what I believe. And maybe that's not the ideal way to go. We must create mindful observations and mindfulness. We must explore curiosities and expand the boundaries of our own realities and understanding. As we talk about perception, I must mention there are two pillars of this reality. The greatest ones is space and time. See, space and time serves as a framework through which we navigate this physical world, physical reality. Time becomes the medium through which we perceive growth, transformation, and evolution. Time becomes the teacher, guiding us through the cycles of birth, death, rebirth, and leading us even closer to the realization of our true nature, our true selves. Space is the womb of creation. It becomes the mirroring factor and reflection of boundless depths of our own being, inviting us to explore the vastness that's within us. At the intersection of space and time lies the sacred moments that the internal, eternal, now, here, present, past, and future converge into harmony, peace. See, space and time aids in creating new realities that aligns more with who we truly are. We can use space and time to create fresh experiences and perspectives. Now, some of you may ask, why would someone want to create a new reality? Great question, but I'll simply say to renew ourselves. But furthermore, I'll give you additional reasons why someone may want to create a new reality or world. For personal development, some may want to adopt new reality to embody desired changes and achieve personal goals, their personal goals. And that's what they can do by creating a new reality. Now, next we have escapism. We all face challenges and adversities, and we may want to construct a new reality as a form of escape. So we create a world where we feel more in control and at peace. This next one is my ultimate favorite, and that is healing and recovering. See, time and space serves as a gentle healer, granting us the distance needed to gain perspective and the duration necessary to process our emotions. As time passes, the intensity of our pain and immediacy of our memories gradually diminish, allowing growth and adaptation. See, space, whether physical or emotional, provides a refuge from the triggers of distress, fostering an environment where healing can begin. And together, they help us mend wounds, rebuild strength, and restore our peace. Lastly, we may want to create a new reality to impact and influence. Some people may be out to impact society in a positive way. Some may be to influence the way people think and interact, aiming to shape a better future. And to wrap things up, I would like to say that our perception of reality can be reinforced and altered by our mindset, creating a feedback loop that can either hinder or enhance our personal growth. That is it for now. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to like, follow, and share, but most importantly, return. And thank you all for tuning into the Cipher in the Mind with me, Nanaya.